This is Outdoor Issues with Neil Roberts and North Dakota Game and Fish Outreach Biologist Greg Gullickson.
Talking cold weather this week, wildlife in our other report. Let's talk fisheries in this one. Greg, how do you think these extreme cold snaps affect fish?
One of the significant factors is a thing called winter kill. So what winter kill is, you know, as the ice gets thicker, less sunlight can reach down to those aquatic plants that are producing that oxygen that those fish need. Now, one of the other things where we've been fairly fortunate this winter, the ice isn't super thick yet. It's definitely thick and probably reducing some of that light. But I guess the good thing is we haven't had those heavy snowfalls, and that really blocks that light that causes that sunlight not to be able to penetrate that lake, that oxygen produced when those plants can't produce that oxygen and start to die, then they're actually taking oxygen out. And hovering right around 480 lakes in North Dakota, it's really been great for access to those lakes. So that's one thing that's good as well. So not really too much of a concern for winter kill yet.
All right, good stuff, Greg. Hey, more on cold weather and fish when we come back.
It's sale time at Bruner Angus Ranch. It's our 24th annual sale, Sunday, February 15th. Note the new start time of 1 o'clock. We will be selling 120 yearling and 2-year-old bulls and 65 registered bred heifers and cows, along with 200 top commercial females. Bulls are sired by Square Deal, Ellingson Prosper, Rise Above, and our new herd sire, Hoover Classic. We always sell with the Bruner Guarantee. Go to BrunerAngusRanch.com to view the catalog and videos, or call us at 626-2070 or 721-4754.
Mark your calendars, outdoorsmen. It's the 42nd annual Pheasants for the Future Banquet. It goes down at 5 p.m. March 20th at the All Seasons Arena in Minot. Our main auction includes two white lab puppies, and there will be a raffle for a 2026 CF Moto 500 four-wheeler. We'll also have a silent auction and a live auction with more than 70 guns to give away. Tickets are $50 and includes your membership. Spouse and children's tickets are only $30. It's a wonderful cause, especially if you like to pheasant hunt in western North Dakota. Go to our website, pftf.org. It's the Pheasants for the Future Banquet. March 20th.
Talking North Dakota fish and cold weather today on Outdoor Issues. And Greg, for this week's Homesteaders Restaurant Outdoors Tip of the Week, advice for the fishermen.
When we deal with wintertime in North Dakota, probably the tip is going to be to make sure and let someone know where you're going. And one thing that I'll do is when I get to the spot where I'm going to be fishing is I'll send a pin, generally to my wife, just to let her know, hey, here's where I'm set up at in case something goes wrong. And there are a lot of things that can go wrong. My general rule of thumb is I try not to ice fish when it's below zero. Too many things can go wrong. Propane can freeze up, your regulators, troubles with heaters, vehicle not starting. So let people know where you're going and when you're coming back.
Good stuff, Greg, and that brings this report to a close. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Outdoor Issues, brought to you in part by the Bruner Angus Production Sale, by the Pheasants for the Future Banquet, and enjoy a home-cooked meal at Homesteaders in Minot.